I am a pretty selfish, lazy, obstinate person at times. And I'm also a questioner, like a rebellious questioner. I know questions are great. We tell kids things like there's no such thing as a dumb answer. I tell kids that because I'm dumb. But we tell kids there's no such thing as a dumb question. And that's great until we've answered about the 15th dumb question in a row. And then we realize what we meant was, it's okay to ask questions. Don't try to label them as smart or dumb questions. That's just my opinion. This isn't scripture or nothing. It's just, you know, five kids worth of wisdom speaking here. That's all I'm trying to share with you. There are dumb questions. And how do I know that? Because I ask them. I ask dumb questions. I do have a point with what I'm saying today. And my main point is that I'm a loser. Not in Christ. I'm an heir to the throne. I love all my charismatic friends that always hit me up. Hey, buddy. Hey, don't forget who you are. No, I know who I am in Christ. I'm talking specifically about my flesh this morning and the loser qualities that my flesh has. Because it's my quest. It's my flesh that will ask dumb questions and have no answers to questions that have already been answered by God. God will lay something on my heart, continue to give me burdens, and continue to give me things to do, and yet my stupid, loserish flesh will still say, are you sure? I ask the God of creation, are you sure? Maybe you don't do things like this. Maybe you're much higher spiritual plane than I am, but I still ask God, are you sure? I still go to God with, I can't. My laziness boils up. My obstinance, my rebellious, questioning, loser flesh says, are you sure? And I can't to what God has given me. And it's in the quietness of myself a weakest, most loserish flesh that I hear him gently say to me, you can. And I am certain that what I have started in you, I will finish. You're not good at anything, Jeremy, unless you put me at the head. Unless you put me at the helm. You don't start what you finish. But I never stop what I start. I'm so challenged by Moses. This is the last podcast, Lord willing, on Exodus, but you get into the last two chapters of Exodus and you start reading this phrase over and over and over again, as the Lord commanded him, as the Lord commanded. They made the altar of brass, the brazen altar, as the Lord commanded. They made the laver, as the Lord commanded. The altar of incense, as the Lord commanded. The priestly garments, as the Lord commanded. The end of chapter 39, and Moses looked, and they had done all of the work, and it was done as the Lord commanded. I have a preacher friend in Paris, Texas, Brother Curtis Blake. We used to talk about getting together. I love the Blake family. Curtis and Kim are sweet, dear friends of ours that when we do get to spend a little bit of time together, it's like we've never been apart. We had that kind of friendship with them. But we used to talk about how that we'll get together when it slows down. And then we came to this awesome realization that it does not slow down. And so we will have to make time to get together. I have to find that time to get together. You know, it's honestly okay when I say those things to Curtis and Kim Blake. They live 4 hours away from us. They have, you know, ministry, and they have family just like we have ministry and we have family, and things get crazy and things don't happen. Can I just challenge you this morning with, maybe your plate is getting fuller and 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 fuller. Can I just help you that that's when the enemy is going to come to you and say you can't and you're not enough. And he's going to have your flesh question God with, are you sure? And we're not talking about learning how to say no. There's a whole other podcast I should probably do on that. God's really taught me lessons on that in the past that were valuable. I'm talking about when all these things that keep piling on your plate are from God, and you have peace about doing them, and you know that's the direction God wants. Just remember that it's not in your strength you're going to be able to finish these things. It's in His. He is able to finish what He has started in you. Because maybe you're like me, maybe you're not, but I can promise you this, your flesh is lazy. And your flesh will choose itself. And it's okay when I say to Curtis and Kim Blake, we don't have the time to get together. You know what's not okay is when I say that to my God. When I say that to my Lord, I don't have the time. I'll get with you, God, when it slows down. Knowing all the while it's never going to slow down. And so we make time. We have to make time. Moses found it worthwhile to be obedient as the Lord commanded him. He didn't come back with these questions. Are you sure, God? Are you sure? Are you certain? He faithfully obeyed because of who God had been in his past. And I find that I faithfully obey when I listen to the voice of God and I center myself around and on Him and focus and worship Him and what He has done in and through me. And realize that that is what He wants to continue to do. And Moses saw the work that the Lord had commanded them, and it was done. And it says he blessed the people. Chapter 40, you see them dedicate not only the priests, but also the tabernacle. And the glory of the Lord filled it so that they were not able to enter it. I want God's glory to radiate from my life, and I want Him to inhabit me to the place that there is no room for anything else. And I want to be able to be a blessing to the people around me. That'll happen when I'm obedient, because I've worshiped Him for who He is and what He's done in my life.